It is 10:15 on a Thursday, so it's time for Wayne's 4x2 with Wayne Messingham. Need some entertainment this weekend, but paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services? Fret not. Wayne Messingham is here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2, four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back after a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, it's really, really good to be back, Cameron. So, and I'm super excited about today's episode because I really feel like, not overstating it, but there's some real special ones I'm going to talk about today.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of contenders for maybe movie, album, and TV show of the year, perhaps? A bit of a trifecta?
It's in the mix. All of them are in the mix.
Fantastic. Hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to be a real cracker of a chat. Wayne,
what's your first... I'm not building it up too much.
I'm sure you're tempering expectations perfectly, Wayne.
Yeah,
let's get into it. What is your first recommendation for this week?
Well, it can only be one thing. It's the film event of the year. It's the new film from Paul Thomas Anderson. We were talking about off-air. You saw it last week. Well, I went and saw it twice. And I'm going to go see it again this week because it deserves it. It's just a fantastic film. That's one battle after another. This is Paul Thomas Anderson's 10th film. All his films, to me, are essential, ranging from masterpieces like Magnolia to There Will Be Blood to Phantom Thread. He does it all. This is easily his biggest budget film. Warner Brothers gave him approximately $140 million to make it. It's described as an action thriller, but I wouldn't say it's an action film, but it has a lot of action in it. And that doesn't normally happen in these films, but it's also beautifully put together. It's based or loosely inspired by the Thomas Pynchon novel Vineland, which is about revolutionaries and then their journey over the years. And this one starts off probably about 15 or 16 years ago in California. We're looking at the French 15 with Pat and Perfidia, who are sort of in love, and part of this group that liberates refugees, blow up banks. They do it all. They're really inspired by their cause. And then something badly goes wrong. I won't say too much more, but the group gets splintered. And we fast forward 16 years later, and Pat has now become Bob. He's living in seclusion in a small Californian town with his now 16-year-old daughter. And he's very smoking weed, very paranoid, keeps a very low lifestyle, doesn't have a phone. And we think, things are going okay, but the past comes back to haunt him. And the film then launches into this frenetic sort of chase between him and this overbearing army officer after him, and it just escalates all the way through. And I was on the edge of my seat. There's incredible car chases. There's one towards the end which you have to see to be believed, the way he's filmed it, and it's just a really great film. I guess essentially it's a story of old revolutionaries and their cause, and it's also a father daughter film. The bond between the father and the daughter in this is really beautifully done. So it has it all. It's a bit of a different PTA film, but still has all these qualities of fluid camera work and great dialogue. Just a great, great film. The score, Johnny Greenwood comes in again with the score. It's an essential part of the film. And the acting is phenomenal. We were talking off air about Leonardo DiCaprio is the star. He plays Bob, and he is just brilliant. He has every emotion on display. His paranoia. And everything else. He's great. Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, wonderful. Then we've got three women actors who blow it out of the water, Teyana Taylor, Chase Infinity, and Regina Hall, all wonderful. So can't say enough about this film. I think it's going to get a stack of Academy Award nominations, and I'm hoping that PTA gets his first Oscar because hard to believe, but he's never won one. So can't recommend this film highly enough.
Yeah, after all those absolutely legendary movies, I honestly can't believe he didn't get an Oscar for There Will Be Blood, but I really hope he gets it for this one because he absolutely deserves it. I'm just looking at Chase Infinity's credits, and she has two. It is Presumed Innocent, which is the series, I think Apple series,
Yeah, I talked about that, I think, a few months ago. Yes, she was on that. Yeah,
you did. And One Battle After Another seems to be her theatrical debut. So good for her.
Definitely.
She was absolutely fantastic in the movie. Her and Leo had great chemistry together as father and daughter. It's also a Cameron recommendation. I can't recommend this movie enough. No. I had a fantastic time watching it.
I think her, Leo, and Sean Penn are locks to get acting nominations. I would be shocked if Leo doesn't win another acting award. And I'm hoping PTA at least gets something. As you said, There Will Be Blood, but it sort of ran up against No Country for Old Men. So it was a hard one to come up against. But, hopefully next time. But I recommend you get out and see it. If you're interested, Randwick Ritz showing, the only place in Sydney showing in 70mm.
That's where I saw it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I think I'm going to try that because I did see it at a couple of really huge screens, but not 70mm. So yeah. I'm going to try that this weekend.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. I'll always recommend the Ritz to anyone who asks me. So check it out.
Yeah.
A double recommendation.
It's like about 2 hours, 40 minutes, but don't be put off because it really flies by. It's just, the pace, it's just beautifully paced. So don't be put off by the longish running time.
It's fine. It goes at a clip. It's well-paced, as you said. Fantastic.
Definitely.
All right, what's your second recommendation, Wayne?
Well, I have got a show that I think is considered one of the best of this year, and I would certainly agree. It'll easily be my top 10 shows of this year, and I'm sure a lot of people have already seen it, but let's talk about The Pitt. This is a really incredible hospital drama. It's on HBO Max. There's 15 episodes in full, and that's because it tracks in real time, each episode is an hour in the day, the life of an emergency department in Pittsburgh, USA. So it starts very early in the morning and it goes through the day. And as you'd expect for the ER in the US, there's a lot going on. There's gunshot wounds. There's so many things going on through the day. And we just really focus on the staff doing their best to get through the day. Some of the stories, there's always new stories coming with new patients, and some of the stories overlap into the next hour. They're still dealing with people. There's a whole range of issues, a range of injuries, a range of wounds, a range of stories, and it's just really put together wonderfully. And I think the great thing about it is all the characters, which are mainly the doctors and nurses, are really interesting. They all come from different backgrounds, but they're all like have different stories, and it's really, really compelling drama. This was created by John Wells, and he did ER back in the 90s. So it's sort of a new version of that, updated for the times. And Noah Wiley, who was a star of ER, is in this show. But outside of him, it's a lot of people you might be familiar with. I certainly wasn't. It did really well at the Emmys a couple of weeks ago. It won 5 awards, including Best Drama. Noah Wiley won Best Actor. And Catherine Lanasa won a Best Supporting Actress, and she's wonderful in this show. So really recommend it. Even if you don't think hospital dramas are your thing, this is just really great. Great characters, great stories, and it's just really well made. And they've already renewed it for a second season, so there's more to come.
Yeah, I watched bits and pieces of this episode when I was with my parents. They watched through the whole thing and they really liked it. So another one that I can recommend as well, from what I've seen, a really great hospital drama. But that doesn't sort of fall into the hospital drama tropes. I think it's all very much focused on the hospital rather than the drama.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Also, there's no. I mean, we find the backstories of the doctors and nurses, but there's none of that sort of like. Oh, are they romantically involved? And what's going on between that doctor and nurse? It's more about the patients they're serving. You do get an idea of who the people are, but there's none of that made-up sort of faux romance slotted in. It's more about what's happening with the patients. So, really great show.
Fantastic, Wayne. What's your third recommendation this week?
Well, this one is actually also on HBO Max. So let's go with a really wonderful little comedy. It's a British comedy called Alma's Not Normal. I've been waiting for this for a couple of years, really. It's a BBC show, but it was not available anywhere in Australia. And I was thinking, wonder what will happen here. So it's turned up on HBO Max about a month or so ago. And it's both seasons are there. The first season came out actually in 2021. The last season was 2024. But it's the first time it's been available in Australia. It's just six half-hour episodes in each season, so it's only 12 episodes. So you could probably get through this in a week quite easily. It's created by a really wonderful British comedian actor called Sophie Willem, and a lot of it's based on her real life. The story's set in Bolton. I think it's the first show I've ever seen set in the northern city of English city of Bolton, and it's about this woman Alma, who's got a very, very dysfunctional family. She's had a dysfunctional life herself. She was sort of abandoned by her mother, who's gets addicted to drugs. Her father leaves and doesn't come back. And she's sort of raised by her grandmother, who she loves dearly. So in the current day, she's the adult. She's trying to, you know, forge a life. She's an aspiring actress. And she's dealing still with her her mother, who's in various care homes, and her grandmother, who's sort of, they formed a huge bond. And apparently Sophie Willem, this is based on a lot of her own life experiences. She did do sex work, which is portrayed in the show. Her mother was through various mental health facilities, and she was raised by her grandmother. So it's very personal for her. But as you'd expect from a British show, it's full of like really offbeat and very odd humour. So there's a lot of funny moments in here. It is a comedy, but it's with a very social realist base. So this is Alma's Not Normal. There's just been these two seasons. I think Sophie thought that sort of told her story as she wanted it to be told. So, yeah, if you just love a really oddball, slightly dark British comedy, I recommend Alma's Not Normal, and that's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of Sophie Willem's work, so this looks like quite an interesting one, Wayne. Thank you for the recommendation.
Apparently she'd been working on it for quite a few years, and it was a bit of a passion project, and you can tell through it. It just feels very authentic. But as I said, it's still very funny, so it's not dour by any means.
I'm glad it's sort of wrapped up on its own terms as well, which I always like to see in a show.
Definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your last recommendation this week, Wayne?
Well, I've got another album, and this one I reckon will definitely be not only top 10, but probably top 5 albums of the year. Really, really loving it. It's the new album from Wednesday. If you flash back a couple of years ago, their previous album, Rats or God, was my favourite album of 2023, and they're back with Bleeds. This is their sixth album, 12 songs in total, and I'm just really loving it. If you're not familiar with Wednesday, they're from Asheville, North Carolina. I guess they're in the indie rock world, but they've got a lot of splashes of country and shoegaze, a really good combination. It really just comes into a great great combination of really wonderful music. Carly Hartzman is the lead singer, and she's described it as the Wednesday Creek rock record. And the album Bleeds comes from the opening track, which is called Reality TV Argument Bleeds. So they've just gone with Bleeds. It's just a beautiful album. As I said, bit of country, bit of shoegaze, bit of rock. There's some really tender little ballads on there, and there's a few real absolute forehead rockers on it. Also, Wednesday is probably also now very famous for having MJ Lenderman as a key member. He's involved in this record, but with his solo career taking off hugely, he's not going to tour with them anymore, but he still makes the record with them. But it's definitely Carly's band as such. You can feel her influence over the whole album. So they've really followed up well after Rats or God. So I highly recommend Bleeds if you're a fan of this sort of music.
An all-star Wayne recommendation 4x2 this week, Wayne. Do you have a song you want to play us out with?
Yeah, well, let's go with Elderberry Wine. This was the first song released a couple of months ago from the album. They've got some real hard rockers on here, but this is just a sweet song. Just a beautiful little, you'd even call it a pop song. It's just a beautiful little song, Elderberry Wine. Let's go with that.
Fantastic. Wayne, another great set of recommendations from you this week. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Thursday Daily.
Thanks, Cameron. And I'll speak to you next week.
Have a good week.
See ya.
That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2, giving us the best this week in film, TV and music. To find Wayne's back catalogue, head to SCR.com and search Wayne's 4x2. It's as easy as that.